This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, so back to aviation. Flying commercial today is, as we all know, a drag. The lines, the security, the overhead baggage wrestling matches, and then you get to spend a couple hours up close and personal with your kneecaps. That can make it tough to appreciate what's happening, though, that you're inside an aluminum tube 30,000 feet in the air that could be taking you basically any place. Mark Van Honecker is a senior first officer with British Airways. He flies 747s for BA. And his new book about his job and about the wonders of aviation is called Skyfaring. Mark, welcome to the program.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
This is an amazingly poetic book, which makes sense in that it's about flying, but it's also, in a way, about your job. I mean, you're writing lyrically about your profession.
Yeah, I wrote this book to share with friends and family and maybe a few of my passengers why I love my job, essentially. You know, airplanes are among our most beautiful creations. You know, they're the best example of how form follows function. In this case, the form follows air, and that turned out to be a lovely thing.
Has it always been airplanes for you? Has that been your thing?
Yeah. When I was a kid, I had a whole set of model airplanes on my ceiling. I always went to air shows with my parents. I was always a little upset that there weren't more civilian airplanes there. I think they're just beautiful, and I'm really happy to be flying the one I dreamt I would fly someday.
You talk a lot about the scale of travel that we do today. Whether we're business people or flying for pleasure, we go to bed in one place and we can wake up halfway around the world. And that to you, even still now, after a career flying, is a remarkable thing.
It is. I mean, if you pick a city on the front of the globe and a city on the other side and imagine the distances between them, geographic but also historical and linguistic and cultural— and the plane connects them. It takes people and ideas and goods and awareness between those places. That world of possibility is built into, it's built into how we think of the planet. It's built into modernity itself, really. But that doesn't mean it's not amazing or that we should, treat it too casually.
I was going to ask you how you deal with jet lag, right? Because, you wake up in London and you go to sleep in Tokyo and it's 14 hours in between and it messes with your body clock. But you write more about this thing you called place lag. What does that mean?
Well, place lag is the best term I could think of for the kind of experience we have when we take a long-haul flight. There's a kind of shock, when I fly to Singapore, the last hour of the flight is quite busy, and then we go through customs and immigration and get our bags, and suddenly we're on a bus, and I'm suddenly off duty for the first time in 16 hours, and I look around and it's just a regular afternoon in Singapore, and everybody's going about their business. It's all these people doing all these things that they would have been doing if we hadn't flown there. There's this sense that planes show us that the whole world is going on at once. And when we fly between places, we're confronted with that. It's a kind of wonder. Like jet lag, I think it's something we won't ever get used to. Hmm. And that's probably a good thing for retaining that sense of magic.
I'm a big one, as regular listeners know, of reading the acknowledgement section of books and the thank you section of books that authors write. And the very last line of your acknowledgement is to three people, Silas, Anjali, and Lola. And then you say, I hope that someday you can visit the cockpit during a flight as kids could in the old days. And I remember doing that. And it's just, it's really just a shame that that can't happen anymore.
It is a shame. I agree. But it's a fact of the world now. And, one of the things that's really surprised me, my book was actually published a couple of months ago in the UK, and I've had a whole bunch of letters from kids, and I didn't expect that. I wasn't writing the book for children specifically or for early teenagers, and I think kids love looking either up at planes or down from them, and the things that amaze children are usually a good guide to what we as adults might want to rediscover.
It's a book called Skyfaring by Mark Van Honecker. Mark, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai.